Hello and welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast all about New Girl. I'm your host Jill here with Heather.
Hi everybody.
And Joe.
Hello.
And we're here to do a season recap for season 2 of New Girl that we just completed. We're so excited to start season 3. Last time we did a 2-part, but we're going to simplify it with a 1-part this time. And we took suggestions from you guys on Instagram of what to talk about. So if you somehow have not heard me plug our Instagram by this point, I don't know what to tell you. That you want to go to apartment __4D.
I was doing air underscore.
That's what confused me. I was like, underscore apartment? So at apartment__, the number 4, the letter D. Follow along, answer questions, help us shape the podcast. So I think the best question to start off with is everyone's favorite episode from season 2. As we've already discussed, season 2 is mine and Heather's favorite. Mm. Joe isn't sure what his favorite season is. So we'll just talk about our very favorite episode from this season and why. Heather, why don't you kick it off?
Oh, well, everybody knows mine.
Tinfinity. That's a great one. And why is it your favorite?
The detail, The hilarity, lots of Schmidt. I mean, I love everything about it. The clothes.
That's a very good one. It's in my top 5.
People taking it seriously.
Yeah, no one thinking it's odd, except for Chevron's mom.
Oh, yeah, legitimately. Yeah.
Joe, do you have a favorite episode from season 2?
I liked episode 20.
Which episode was that?
Which is the episode Nick's dad died.
Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Chicago.
And why is that your favorite?
Just because all the different things that went on. Like, Nick's like, what do you mean 2,000 for 6 feet? How much for 3 feet?
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. That is your, like, favorite line.
I do love that.
Yeah. And then the eulogies and him wanting just to...
I'm not asking much.
Just the eulogy.
The Elvis costume.
And the fake Elvis.
Yeah.
That was
a good one.
I like that one.
I loved in that episode how Winston was, like acting like it was his dad's funeral. Like,
yeah.
Said he loved me more than he loved you. And Nick's like, yeah, he told me that too.
He was battling.
That's a different episode.
Another episode. We orphans, man.
Yeah. He was battling all the buttons. He's like, what's up with this middle class button system?
Oh, that was hilarious.
So speaking of Winston and him being funny, someone posted on one of the groups that I'm on this clip of Winston. Because a lot of people always talk about, like, it's weird. His character was so different the first season.
Yeah.
But especially the third season. Blah, blah, blah. And he did an interview where he said that he said, and this was interesting, because Damon Wayans replaced me, and then I replaced Damon Wayans Jr. And so I don't know if he had the gig, and then, like, something happened, and that's
like,
why.
Damon.
And I, like, replayed it to hear it, so I don't know what the details on that are. And so then Damon Wayans Jr. left because his other show got renewed, and so Lamorne either came back or was hired. And he said that he was really worried because his character, they didn't know what to do with him.
Oh, yeah.
It was always kind of different. He's like, shoot, I'm going to get fired. But then he goes in the interview, but I was like the only black guy in the cast, and I replaced the only other black guy. So yeah. I was like, that's racist. You guys fire me. So he said, I guess, I don't know if it was the end of season 1 or season 2. He's like, I just started being weird. I just started being goofy. I let my humor show. I just ad-libbed a ton.
Ad-libbing.
Because I was always, like, worried that this wasn't going to last for me.
Yeah, that he would kind of phase out.
And something like, we orphans, man.
Yeah.
I feel like is a for sure ad-lib.
Oh, yeah. I bet there's a ton if we looked back. Yeah.
So my favorite episode from this season, everybody knows, just like everyone knew Heather's, is Cooler.
Oh, yes.
Because it's the whole gang together in one room for the most part. Mm-hmm. It has a great multiple great guest stars. And the two will-they-won't-they characters finally end up kissing in the best way. You think they're going to kiss the whole episode because of the game. They don't. You think the opportunity was lost. You feel bad for Nick. And in that last minute, they made it happen. And I remember just... wanting to scream but not being able to because it was late at night, and then just pure torture to have to wait so long to finally see.
7 days.
It was a really special episode for me, and it's my favorite probably of the whole series, actually.
Ooh.
Is Tinfinity your favorite of the whole series?
Absolutely.
Is Chicago your favorite of the whole series?
No.
Of the whole season, you mean?
Series. Because coincidentally, those are our favorite series episodes.
No way.
Yeah.
So that actually brings us to the second question, which is, what is your favorite overall episode that we've watched so far? So from season 1 to season 2, everything that we've recapped on the show, what is your favorite episode, Heather? Is it still Tinfinity?
Absolutely.
Oh, that makes for a quick answer. Joe?
For season two, we just went over it.
Nope. Any episode we've watched so far on the podcast, what's your favorite? Season one, season two?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. There's so many.
For the record,
you're talking about 47 episodes.
Yeah, that's a lot of episodes.
There's no favorite in 47. When you watch 47, you just like them all.
So 25, you can pick a favorite, but not 47.
Not 47.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay. That sticks out.
Like, I don't remember season one, but yeah. Like season two.
I remember less episodes than I do moments. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. My favorite from all the two is Cooler, but I also picked a backup one then because just to make the answer a little more interesting. And it's a really strong episode, and it's in my top five would be, I think it's called Wedding, but the third episode where they go to the wedding and Caroline's there.
I really love that episode. Nick's dynamic. Yes.
And Nick's in the photo booth crying, and that's season one, so we won't go deeper
into it. And
then
Schmidt is with that one girl.
Oh, the one pretending to be an alcoholic. I think it was Katie Cassidy.
The girl.
Oh, the other girl from Orange is the New Black. Yeah. Okay, so favorite funniest moments from each character from season two. This was hard. That's when keeping your notes comes in handy.
Oh, you
Because I was like, I can only remember the last couple episodes.
Yeah, you have to have your notes.
So we'll start with Jess. One of my favorite lines that she said was during the episode Fluffer, "I can't let you work in emotional porn. You've too much to offer." And I just thought that was so funny. Such a funny play on words and the whole situation. Good. Heather, was your favorite Jess, favorite or funniest Jess moment from the season?
Okay, this is interesting. It was from Thanksgiving, and season two Thanksgiving was also my favorite of all Thanksgivings.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, and she says, "My mom is just like me, but without the dark side."
Nice.
And when I think of season two, for some reason, that's what I think of.
That's a strong episode, too. It's hard not to pick all the holidays and weddings as my favorite.
Oh, yeah. I'm not crazy about the Christmases, but...
Joe, do you have a favorite or funniest Jess moment from season two?
From season two... Gosh, again, there's so many.
For the record, I did provide the questions in advance.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the one where they call Nick Jess's fluffer.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one.
It's in episode 3.
Nice.
And that was a funny episode.
For Jess.
Because that also started, like, people thinking, what's going on with Jess and Nick?
Because
he was always doing things for her.
Right.
He was always doing things
Putting
for her.
Putting the IKEA together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So let's move on to Nick. Heather, what's your favorite or funniest Nick moment from season two?
Okay. Well, any moment of Nick and Tran.
But I narrowed
it down to when he says, "You would, you dirty dog."
That's a good one.
Yeah.
My favorite from Nick, I feel like I have to mention Give You Cookie, Got You Cookie.
I knew someone was
Even though I don't feel
it.
As passionately about it as the internet and fans do, it's still...
Our listeners would be mad if one of the three of us did.
It just, like, makes you feel validated. Because like, I watched that once when it happened, and that's always stuck with me.
Oh, it did.
And so that other people are like, oh, no, it stuck with us, too. It was interesting.
Nice.
But also, because I felt like I had to give that one for the fans... I'm also going to say that my favorite that for me, 100%, I don't know how this isn't everyone's, is Z is for Zombie.
Oh, Z is for Zombie.
I mean, the word search with no words. Rhythm City.
Rick Sr. is a jerk.
Rick Sr. is a jerk.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that is mine. Joe, do you have a favorite Nick moment? Favorite or funniest Nick moment from?
I like when he gave his speech when during Stripper Girlfriend, when he had Olivia Munn for a girlfriend.
Nice.
At the radio station?
Yeah, and he's like, "I'm a slow runner, and I write a zombie book. And I'm an alcoholic." But anyways.
I don't know if he said that.
I think that was the last one. Or I drink too much. Or something. Yeah.
Okay.
But...
Excellent callback.
Yeah.
That was early in the season. So that brings us to Schmidt. Heather, your favorite. I'm so excited to share mine, but Heather, your favorite Schmidt moment from the season.
Okay, it's when he is pretending to be a Romney. Mm-hmm. Actually, I have two.
Tug.
Yeah, he's pretending to be Tug Romney. And he says, and she says, you're not even in the family picture. Mm-hmm. And he goes, someone had to take the picture, Courtney.
Yeah, so disgusted.
And then also, two men, two hearts, one home.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I can't believe I didn't think of that one.
Love it.
Mine, though, is, I mean, hands down, and I'm surprised you didn't put this, the scene where he's trying to get Winston crack.
I used it for Winston.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
It is just so funny how hesitant he is and how all in he is about it. And you were robbing us. We thought you were trying to rob you. Oh, that's so funny. No, man, it's cool. I mean, it's just, it's such an interesting concept because he's so out of line and inappropriate. And borderline racist.
Yeah.
But it is so well-intentioned.
Oh, absolutely.
So funny.
Yeah.
Joe, what was your favorite or funniest Schmidt moment from season two?
Oh, my gosh. Where do you start?
In season two.
Or land in the middle. I don't know.
You go through the whole season, then you just pick your favorite.
There's just so much. And I would say...
Sorry.
I would say...
I did give you the question. Oh, like a week ago.
He pauses and looks up. I wish you could see it.
I haven't been
and
able to...
And then I said, before we started, would you like to review your notes before we begin? No, I'm good.
I haven't been able to nail it down, but...
Oh, so many.
Yeah, but I think anytime he talks about food.
Okay, charcuterie.
Yeah, and the charcuteries and everything else.
Froyo.
I think that's hilarious. I think when he talks about his grooming habits is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
You know.
Oh, like when the homeless guy is going through his hair caddy or?
His name is Outside Dave.
Sorry, Outside Dave.
Yeah.
I like when he thought that Outside Dave stole pies from windowsills.
Oh, I love that scene.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
And I can see, Joe, where you would like him talking about food because food is your business.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so that brings us to Winston. Heather, I'm really curious if we have the same one. You go ahead and go first. I know you don't like when I say it first.
Thank you. It's crack. Nice, fresh crack.
Oh, that's right. You said that already was going to be it. Yeah, that is not mine. Mine is for sure the way he gets weird with fruity drinks. Episode one, season two. I'm being so naughty.
I wish we could see more of that.
And then the end where he's just like dancing by himself with the drink. I would watch a whole episode of Winston
being drunk.
He has
that like mysterious look on his face.
Yeah. That is just downright amazing. Joe, what's your favorite Winston or funniest moment from the season?
So, for Winston, I would say I kind of like the last episode because it gets into his prank addiction.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, and then his,
talking to himself in the dark.
Yeah, and also, is this the episode where the cat, I think Cat's next season.
Next season, Ferguson, I can't wait.
Love you, Ferguson.
Yeah. You're
season
see
three
that
is so good for him.
Right off the bat,
For Winston, yeah.
But I liked him in that episode, and everyone forgot his birthday, and he still came out celebrating.
Oh, that was funny.
His orange/red outfit.
Yeah, okay, I can see. And yeah, it's always a good episode when he's in prank Sinatra mode.
True.
Yeah.
So that brings us to fashion.
Wait.
What?
CC.
Oh, I didn't do CC. I just did the main. You could share a CC moment if you have one.
Yeah, because I like her dry sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And so when she drops Schmidt off because she doesn't want anyone to know they're together, mm-hmm. and he takes off his shoes, mm-hmm. and he says, I'm like a Marine. And she goes, You're not a Marine.
Yeah. I liked, because it's how I felt when Jess comes and tells her that Nick kissed her, and she goes, what? Until the credits roll. Because that's how you feel when you watch it. I know it annoyed you, but to me, I was like, I feel you, girl.
She reminds me of the kid on Home Alone. Macaulay Culkin.
Scene.
Yeah. Well, yeah, not...
Well, you said she reminds me.
Not in every episode.
Okay, so that brings us to fashion. So, favorite Jess look of the whole season. I have two. One is, I think, probably my favorite dress she wears ever in Pepperwood. It's the blue top, and then it has, like, a bow, and there's, like, people or, like, kids drawn on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just so cute. I've always remembered that dress. And then her sari that she wears to Cece's wedding are, like, a tie for season two for me. Heather, what about you?
This is interesting. I only had Jess as best dressed for 4 episodes out of, what, 25?
25,
yeah. I wasn't into her clothes this season.
It's not as strong.
No. Yeah. But I felt like someone had to say the Elvis suit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I will say, we talked about this on the phone, too, though, that we don't give Jess Best Dressed a lot because we talk about her fashion separate. I never give it to her because I consider her a separate category.
But I read all my Jess looks. Mm-hmm.
You were mad about a lot of them. Like the cape at Tinfinity.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
The shorts that were, like, painted on.
Do not get me started on the cape at Tinfinity.
Joe, favorite Jess look from season 2?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. She wears so many different dresses.
Actually, she doesn't in this season. She wears different. This is probably the least dresses we see her in, I think.
Yeah. There's a lot of pants, yoga pants.
Yeah, I don't think
it's not a strong fashion.
That one baseball shirt on the date sticks.
Oh, yeah, you like that one.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good coat, too.
That was,
coat.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, overall, best dress for the whole season, if you're giving a best dress award, who would you give it to? Out of habit, I want to give it to Jess because in life, I love her clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that she deserves it in season 2.
No.
So, I am giving it to Schmidt. He has a lot of good suits. He had the lightning bolt suit.
Copying me.
And not copying you.
Yeah.
And he has the most expensive clothes.
Schmidt here.
Heather.
Shocker, Schmidt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe?
And as far as the favorite Schmidt moment?
Best dressed character.
Best dressed character. Out of all of them.
Correct.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's tough. Although Nick wore a lot of suits this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
good. He did
good.
Step up his game. That'd be a good award.
Good insight on that.
So I would say, I would say Nick in his getting out of his element with the hoodies.
Oh, yes, a little bit. Yeah, nice definitely choice. Less hoodies than season 1. So before I move on, I didn't put this on the list, and I should have. Do you guys have a favorite guest star of season 2?
Yes.
Who
but
is
mine's
it?
A tie. Okay. No, it's not a tie. Tran.
Oh, a tie of Tran and Tran.
Tran and Tran.
Joe, do you have a favorite guest star from season 2?
Definitely Tran.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mine is, I'm going to go with Taylor Swift because it was just so surprising.
Mm.
Not just because we just discussed it, but I remember just being like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, of all their guest stars, that was the most high profile one at that time.
Oh, absolutely.
So you really didn't see it coming. So, okay. So everyone, I wanted us to talk about foreshadowing moments. I had like trouble going back in my notes and pulling up foreshadowing because I feel more like it was a journey of Jess and Nick getting together than foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
But Heather, you said you had some thoughts on foreshadowing.
I mean, I just think it's foreshadowing of both the couples, Cece and Schmidt and Nick and Jess. Mm-hmm. Just foreshadowing the
little moments.
Like the
date and
intensity of their bonds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joe, did you have any thoughts on foreshadowing?
No, although they do have a lot of different things that they put in there that shows what's possibly could happen in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I think there was a Ferguson reference in this one.
I was going to say that.
The cat being famous on the internet. I don't know if that was season 1 or season 2. Like, we could get a cat. It could be famous.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to go backwards and remember those.
Season 2, though.
Yeah. Okay, so character growth. I guess we could just go by character, but I thought the character had the most growth just in this season, not growth since season 1. Would be Jess, because she was such a disaster those first couple episodes.
That's what I put.
Well, we talked about it a lot, so it didn't surprise me.
And she becomes less naive, and it's kind of like her relationship with Nick and Russell and the pediatricians. They've all kind of worked together to make her more mature.
And when her and Nick, like, call things off at the wedding.
Yeah.
And she's waiting outside. And she's like, no, I want to uncall. This is what I want. Like, it's so frustrating watching them dance around their feelings and not be able to say stuff. Like, it feels like they're being kind of immature.
Right.
So that was definitely, to me, a big sign of growth. You know, and she was getting a step towards finally getting the correct job.
Right.
So I thought out of all of them, Jess had the most growth. So, Joe, did you have any thoughts on Jess's growth that we haven't mentioned?
I think Jess is finally, like, growing up to adulthood.
Okay.
And getting out of the college years.
Oh!
You know, she had her first job, lost her first job. Now we see at the end of the season she gets her next job. But, well, let's see if it lasts. But she has a chance to get back in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And then romantically, she's going from... I mean, she's progressed more than Cece. Cece's back to Robbie and then Shebring. Oh my god.
I think out of all the characters, she grew the most. Would you guys agree with that? For just, if you're just looking at the season.
For the season, yeah.
Yeah. So I also feel like Winston grew a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And just that we got to know him. He's his true self. He's more comfortable. And that first season, you know, he's great with women. He's bad with women. Like, no one knows what's going on with him. So I think there was a lot of Winston growth there. I don't think that Schmidt had a lot of growth. I think that Nick finally got what he wanted and took some action with Jess. What do you guys think about the other characters?
Well, with Winnie, I think he's just... I think the writers knew what to do with him more.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was his ad-libbing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But also, I think he's just starting to take life more seriously. He's had to accept he's not a basketball player in Latvia.
That'd be hard.
And, he, you know, he's getting a real job mm-hmm. after he nannies Elvin. Mm-hmm. And just taking life a little more seriously, which he needed to.
Yeah, fair, fair assessment. Joe, do you have any thoughts on Winston's growth specifically or the other characters?
He hasn't grown yet. He's just kind of spinning his wheels. Still has no job, no direction, no focus, no girlfriend.
Well, he's dating Daisy casually, and he definitely has a job, but he's never at it or references it. So I understand why it's like he doesn't.
A couple times he's at it.
No, at the end of the season. He's not even in a suit anymore.
At that radio station?
Yeah. Just you forget that he works there because they never talk about it.
Yeah, he's just staying stagnant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I feel like Schmidt is the one of the characters who has the most growth in the show.
Yeah, in the
show. But there's not a lot happening for him growth-wise this season.
I mean, yeah,
he's... Look how he acted with Elizabeth.
Oh, I put that down. That was really bad. And that's the same old Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
I think to a degree he's a little bit less of a player this season.
And he says less jar sort of things.
Yes.
So maybe Jess's presence has softened him a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So if you had to give a Honey Roast Award...
Oh, go ahead. As far as Nick's growth, mm-hmm. I think he's taking the beginning steps towards of getting growth. Serious. Because we saw how he loved being in Russell's study. Mm. We also know that he's
And that comes back. That's true.
Yeah. And he's in love with Russell.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, I think we do
see...
He got a cell phone. So, we do see some growing up from him as well.
Good point.
And then for Cece... we're getting past her hard shell more, and we're starting to see some real emotion.
I like it. Good point. Okay, so that brings us to Honey Roast. So we're giving an award. This is tough.
Not for me.
I mean, I might have to pass out more than one. Our award for either a character, an actor, a writer, a director, props, inanimate object. We've really spanned the board on what we can give the award to. Okay, Heather, why don't you kick things off? Because I have a feeling I know what yours is, and it starts with an S.
Schmidt.
Or Max.
Yeah. Yeah, Schmidt / Max.
And why is that?
He makes the show. I don't think of Jess as the star of the show.
There's a big debate about that right now on
Jess
the internet.
Jess or Schmidt?
No, that Jess isn't the main character of the show, and that if you took her out, the show would be fine.
Yeah, I think that it's...
I disagree.
People think that because the show is called New Girl. Mm-hmm. That's why they think it New Girl. And she's the girl, and at one time she was new.
And mm-hmm. she's the one in the picture frame, the center of the opening.
Yeah, but she's the one who came, and they all changed because of her. I understand. Right. I think it was in this ensemble cast, like Friends.
You could make a series with the other three, though.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it'd three be, guys.
I think it'd be funny, and you could plug any girl in there, but...
Right. All she is a catalyst. That's all she is.
I mean, I'm just so invested in her and Nick's relationship that I disagree. Because I think she's like the Rachel of Friends. Like a Ross and Rachel.
Oh!
Like, will they, won't they? They break up, they get together. They break up, they get together. So I do think of it as an ensemble cast. I agree with that. But I don't agree that you could just take her out and the show's the same.
I think
it's her quirkiness. It's her insisting on putting them in certain situations they wouldn't normally be in. And they all change because of her. Except for Winston.
That in season one... it's more of Jess as the very star. Heavy. Yeah. And then season two evens out.
Well, I don't know why they named it New Girl, because that's what always bothered me about New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
I was like, well, they're only new the first year they come out.
We have
a, you know, it's not going to be new anymore.
There's a pharmacy across town, and it's been there for like 6 years, mm-hmm. and it's called Brand New Pharmacy.
That's amazing.
You're not new anymore.
But if you drive by, you don't know.
Right. You're like, ooh, well, it's brand new. Yeah.
Okay, did you have a second award, or are you only passing out one?
Just one.
Okay, Joe, if you had to give one or two Honey Roast Awards for the season, who are you, or what are you giving them to?
Nick, probably.
You gave it to Nick a lot. You turned into a bigger Nick fan
You're
than I am.
You're obsessed with Nick. Yeah,
well, it's just, he's hilarious. He reminds me of me a lot.
He's so awesome. He reminds me of me a lot. He's so handsome. I love his clothes.
No, just his comedic timing on everything.
Yeah.
And how he gets himself into these predicaments and mm-hmm. tries to get out of them mm-hmm. and juggles everything. I think that was the best part of it.
Nice.
So I'm giving, it's kind of repetitive, but I'm giving my award, I want to say like to the writers, but also it's hard not to give it to the cast that was involved in this episode of Cooler. And I think everyone's going to be really excited when we move on to season 3 and I can't talk about Cooler anymore. But I also know there's a lot of people who just like, that's the ultimate episode that has almost one of the highest plays on our podcast, despite
being. Oh, it does.
Almost the highest, despite being so late. Like some people go and they listen to season 1, episode 1, and they go through, and some are like, oh no, I'm going to jump to my favorite.
Around.
And that is, I mean, it blew up. It's what got us monetized again. I mean, it was such a big episode that it's, I know a lot of people agree with me.
Thanks, Cooler.
And it's not even just because of the kiss at the end. It just is so fun. It was so well done.
It's a fun episode.
Whether ad-libbing or it was written, you know, and they read the lines exactly. It's just the most amazing episode to me. So I give it to that episode. Anyone who's involved with that episode. And I guess to Elizabeth Merriweather, because she created the show. So we should probably give her a Honey Roast Award.
Props.
Maybe at the end of the podcast, she deserves more attention. So that kind of completes our formatted questions. I didn't ask anyone to bring a discussion question about season 2. Mm-hmm. So I think we're good there.
I didn't bring,
I think we're looking forward to season 3 because we're going to see the aftermath of now Jess and Nick are becoming a couple.
It's exciting.
And we see that Schmidt just be a complete disaster.
Yeah.
Trying to navigate between who he loves more. And most importantly, we see Winston get Ferguson coming up.
Oh, that's the meme.
That's like the real, like I watched. When I watched Dawson's Creek, I put a tweet out like, you know what? The real love story in Dawson's Creek is not like Joey, Pacey, Joey Dawson. It's Jen and Grams.
Really?
Like they have the most powerful moving love story because love doesn't have to be romantic.
No.
Love, of how she saved her and worked together and they separated and back together and moved away to college. And then, you know, well, I don't want to spoil it, but something tragic happens in the last episode. I mean, God, this show's on years ago. You should watch it by now, but... And I feel that way about Winston and Ferguson. But, like, they're the real love story of this show.
Spoiler alert. Ferguson's probably going to be getting some honey roast.
I mean, I'm going to have to give it to him every episode. He's so cute.
I love that guy.
And then there's the episode where he, like, tries to become a cat actor. I mean, there's just so much good stuff coming up. And I also feel like, and I've heard this before, too, that the real romantic relationship of the show is... Schmidt and Nick.
Oh, yeah, that's legit.
Yeah, well, that one does last.
On Schmidt's side, at least.
No, it's Nick's side, too. He's just more like me. Like, he's not going to be all over the top and, like, loving.
And I'm, like, over the top.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah. Like, when we were young and my sister would go to a sleepover or something, I'd be, like, standing there going, goodbye, you're my favorite sibling, I'll miss you. And she'd go, you're okay.
Yeah, that was after years of you ignoring me, to put it in perspective, when your friends would come over.
We flipped it. Like, first I ignored you for, like...
You reap what you sow.
For, like, 5 years, and then you ignored me for, like, 30.
Oh, my God. That's why I invited you to be on this podcast. All right, well, that's it then, unless anyone has any parting thoughts. Joe?
No.
Heather?
Thanks, everybody, for a fun season.
I mean, we couldn't do it. Well, we could do it if you guys weren't listening, but it'd be a lot less fun.
Yeah,
so.
Be a hobby.
We'll see you next week for season 3, episode 1, All In, and we look forward to it. See you guys then.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.